ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call of Appiano SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Jochen Helfmann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Welcome all of you for our investor and analyst call Q3 2017. I'm sitting here together with Andrea Räubering, our head of IR, and of course, our CFO, Lutz Schaape. We're really happy to lead you through the figures of Q3, and the outlook for fiscal year 2017. First of all, I'm happy to inform you that we have successfully opened 18 new units year to date. There are six openings in Q3. We're also happy to announce that the pipeline for this year, where we guided 25-30 restaurants, is fully secured. We will open 27-28 new restaurants until end of the year. We have two more in constructions, which I will go more in detail later, which will open right away in Q1 2018. We appreciated a strong net sales growth in Q3 by overall 31.3%, which brought us to 82.3 million euros turnover. That brings us to a nine-month increase of 37.4% to 235.9 million euros. Not only the new openings contributed to the strong net sales growth, but even more, a very strong and solid like-for-like growth, which was in the end Q3 by 4.8%, which brings us to a total in the first nine months of 5.7% comp sales growth. At the same time, we could see a good flow-through from the turnover development, meaning that we had a very strong adjusted EBITDA increase by 84.2%, up to 10.5 million in Q3. That brings us to 64% EBITDA increase in the first nine months of this year to 26.4 million. All segments, meaning Germany, rest of Europe, rest of world, as well as our strategic initiatives, takeaway and home delivery, as well as the operational excellency program, contributed on one hand to the positive sales development and on the other hand, to the strong EBITDA growth. I just want to mention the takeaway and rollout business briefly as well, because here we see a successful development of existing takeaways, but also we could achieve to open faster than guided during the IPO phase. Year to date, November, we have already opened 70 takeaway and home deliveries, which brings us to 36% of the restaurant net. By end of the year, we will open 75 takeaway and home delivery segments in our existing restaurant network. If you go to page three, very briefly, the sales and like-for-like growth by segment in Q3. As I just said, the group grew by 31.3%, thereof 9.7% net sales increase from the market Germany. Rest of Europe grew very strongly by 75.1%. Here you still have to take into consideration the acquisition of France and Sweden in Q3 last year, but not for the full Q3. Only slightly negative, we had a development in rest of world by 3%, mainly coming from the China restaurant in Shanghai. Like-for-like growth, very strong by 4.8% on a 0.8% negative comp sales in Q3 2016. Thereof 4.6% from the German market, 5.3% on +4.5% in rest of Europe, and +3.4% versus 2.6% in Q3 in the rest of the world. If we jump into the sales and like-for-like growth by segment year to date, we can see a strong like-for-like growth of 5.7% based on a minus 2% in the year before for the first 9 months. Thereof, Germany grew by 5.3%, rest of Europe by 6.3%, and rest of world by 5.8%. And here you have to take in consideration that our flagship in New York was closed for a refurbishment period in Q2 17. Having said that, I would like to hand over to Lutz, who will lead you through the financial performance and the restaurant contributions based on the turnover development.
Yeah, good morning everybody, it's both my side. If you move on to page 5, you see as always our main KPIs, and Jochen already mentioned the very positive net sales growth by 31% for the quarter 3, which is also even higher, of course, in the EBITDA basis adjusted for pre-opening costs as well, with 84% up to 10.5 million. This gives us a very, very positive margin of 12.8%, which is on the top edge of our expectations. So we are very happy with the results for the Q3. The restaurant contribution also with a strong increase contributed to that development with a 48.9% increase up to 13.1 million euros. On the year-to-date basis, also the numbers confirming the very positive trends we have seen during the first 6 months and now the last 3 months, so the 9 months for the year. Sales growth 37% up to 235 million and even stronger with the adjusted EBITDA growth excluding pre-opening costs by 64% and a strong margin improvement on the year-to-date basis to 11.2%. So what we have promised during our roadshows in summer is now really taking fruits, and we can really improve the margin of the company constantly. This is of course supported by the strong growth in restaurant contribution, which is on the year-to-date basis even higher with 70%. You should consider that now with the Q3, we get into the anniversary of the acquisitions of Sweden and France, and they have been acquired last year on the 1st of September, so they are now first time included for 1 month on a comparable basis in the numbers you see on the year-to-date basis. If you move on to the segment overview, you see that, as Jochen already mentioned, we have positive developments in all segments. The margin in Germany on the restaurant level increased from 14.3% to 15.2%, and on the group level, on the consolidated level, including franchise, even to 16.4%, which is 100% in line with our expectations. And it is really showing the development or the positive development of Germany in the recovery after the issues we had in 2016. Rest of Europe, again, strong growth. Please, as I stated before, consider that we have 1 month's comparable numbers here, but still very strongly growing from a 3.8 million restaurant contribution to 7.4 and a margin uplift of nearly 100 basis points to 19.6%. And on an adjusted EBITDA segment to 20.5%. The drop here, as stated before, is related to the franchise business and the change in mix of business as also noted down on the bottom of the page. In the rest of the world, we have a very stable development. We are now recovering on the margin as well slightly. You should consider that we had some currency issues here in that segment as well. That's why the EBITDA is slightly lower on a local level. We even have seen a strong improvement on the result here. Year to date, that confirms the same picture, so I don't want to repeat all the numbers, but what is important is our like-for-like margins, which I would like to highlight on that page. So you see that Germany is now 16.4%, up from 12.2% last year, Europe at 15.3%. And here you should consider that our most profitable stores are not included in the like-for-like cohort, being London, being Marseille, which have been closed for remodeling this year, so they have been taken out. So that the margin for the group is 18.8% on the restaurant level year to date is really the right indication for the margin improvement. New York was closed during Q2, as I stated before in the last call. Therefore, we have a slightly negative development for rest of world, but we see a very strong development in the current trading, and therefore we expect good growth rates for next year. Overall, rest of world is also contributing with 1.3 million into the restaurant contribution. Europe is 21.5 and Germany 16.2. All very positive developments for us. In regards to the reconciliation of our results, we have given details on page 9. I just want to highlight a few things. We had, again, slightly currency losses. That is due to the fact of our US dollar exposure mainly. And we had a slight higher IPO cost than originally guided with 5.9. The rest of the numbers are in line with our expectations, and that brings us to 26.4 million EBITDA excluding pre-opening costs and 23.6 million adjusted EBITDA excluding pre-opening costs. That is in line with our expectations we had for year-end. Adjusted headquarter costs are also developing in the right way with 5.3% of net sales. As in the last call stated, our guidance is between 5 to 6%. We are fully in line with our guidance, and we see really a cost decrease compared to our last year's numbers. We were at 6.4%. Net debt situation, you see we have, of course, an increase in net debt due to our CapEx program. We invested 55.3 million now year to date 17. That is an investment of roughly 20 million for the quarter. We have a net debt situation of 19.4 at the moment, which is in line with our expectations. The net debt to EBITDA ratio on a rolling basis is slightly above 2, and we still keep our midterm target with 2 times adjusted EBITDA as our way forward, which we want to execute. Please consider, like always, that the CapEx, of course, for the opening early in October are already included in the cash out for the quarter. The same counts for the pre-opening cost. With this, I would hand over to Jochen, who will give a short guidance for the year end.
Yeah, thank you, Lutz. Let me confirm our guidance that we gave during the year for the full year 2017. As I just said at the beginning, restaurant openings we guided 25 to 30. We will open 27 to 28. You can see that very detailed in the quarterly statement on page 8. So what's coming up in the next couple of days? We are opening Edinburgh this week, Thursday. Let me just point out, you see all the openings that are coming, but let me point out 2 market entries. Which are taking place in the next weeks. We are pretty proud to open on the 30th of November our first restaurant in Copenhagen on the iconic Tivoli location, followed a week later with a second opening in Copenhagen. This will be the market entry in Denmark. And we are very happy to open also in this year Barcelona at the shopping center Diagonal. All of the restaurants, as you can see in the pictures, are full in construction. We are not opening this year, which is already ready to open, London Tottenham Court Road. You remember I told you in the last call, mid of the year, that not only us, but also Pret a Manger and all our partners decided not to open because the overall surroundings of Tottenham Court Road are still in construction. So commercially it doesn't make sense to run that restaurant, but that will then take place pretty early next year. There's one restaurant we cannot open as planned. This is Doha in Qatar. This is a franchise restaurant. He couldn't get the permissions in time. It's in construction, and he's going to open in Q1 next year. And the deviation between 27 and 28 is Miami. Miami, we're still planning to open. We got 3 weeks deviation due to the hurricane that came over Florida. So we might have an opportunity to do it this year. If not, it's coming pretty early next year. Having said that, we will not deviate the guidance for next year as well. You remember we have 30 to 35 openings. And the 2 to 3 openings which are in construction but just postponed due to the 3 reasons that I just mentioned will certainly come into the pipeline on top early next year.
The group net sales will grow between 315 to 335. We could increase our outlook for the like-for-like sales from 3 to 5% up to 4 to 5% due to the good development in Q3. And actually, as I just wrote in the press release, we also see a very strong trading in October as well as in November. So you might assume that the upper end of this range will be pretty much achievable. And the results adjusted EBITDA will be between 38 and 40 million from today's perspective as well in the upper end of the range. We will also announce during this week that we will give a trading statement early January, and we will give you an information of the final like-for-like growth, the detailed openings number, as well as the takeaway and home delivery status, so that we can give you more, let's say, confirmation of what we have guided here today, 6 weeks before the end of the year. All other initiatives are running pretty good. We are on track with the pilot of the Mini, as well as the good results from takeaway and home delivery and operational excellency. Having said that, I think it's the right moment to hand over to the Q&A session.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We've received the first question. It comes from Shire Gordon. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Morning. It's Stuart Gordon from Berenberg here. Just two questions, please, if I could. Just a point of clarification on the openings this year and the three that have been delayed. Did I hear you rightly to say that these would be then over and above the 30 to 35? So the guidance for next year's still 30 to 35 plus these three, so effectively 33 to 38 units opening next year. And the second question was just on the takeaways. Could you give us a flavour for how much of the like-for-like growth the takeaways represented in the quarter, please? Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure, Stuart. First of all, yes, I can confirm exactly what you have said. So the three that are in construction will go on top of the guidance of next year, meaning we will deliver 33 to 38 new openings in the next year, and the pipeline for next year is fully full, meaning we don't need more contracts to deliver the guidance that I just mentioned. For the takeaway, Stuart, the like-for-like contribution of the takeaways is 2.8%, and the delta to the 4.8 is then the organic like-for-like due to, depending on the countries, increased traffic or higher units per tickets.
Okay. And just on the takeaways, could you break down how many of those have been? Is it pretty much Germany, the ones that have been opened, or is there quite a few now outside of Germany?
Well, from the 75 takeaways that we're going to finish by end of the year, Germany will be around 32 takeaways, and the rest will be international, meaning we will have the Austrian market. We already have three in the Swedish market. The Netherlands will add two more. Switzerland is fully done already. U.S. has now opened in all restaurants takeaways, including the new opening in Chicago. And France is also adding three more in this year. So it's a 50% Germany, 50% rest of Europe, and a few, of course, U.S. Diversification.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Caroline Gulliver. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, guys. It's very good to hear that things are going on track. I just had a small follow-up question on the mobile apps and just wanted an update on where you were with regards to rolling out sort of customer loyalty programs and mobile apps and transactional apps and so forth, and what you are doing with the data you're getting from that and what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for that question, Caroline. With the mobile app, we have now actually, on one hand, a very positive average cross-ticket development. That gives us a lot of confidence that the mobile app, number one, is delivering what we expected. So from an average of around 23 euros, we're growing up to an actual spending of the app users to of 28 euros, number one. The share of mobile payments of total restaurant turnover so far is not very huge, so we are at around 0.9%, so below 1%. But you have to keep in mind that the mobile app is just in rollout status in Austria and UK, actually, and we just started in the German restaurants. Also, we started with 49 of the German restaurants where you could do the full mobile payment. In the meantime, we are up by 70 restaurants out of the full German network. So it's ramping up, I would say, daily. Yeah. In terms of how many users that are having the app right now, we are around 140,000 that have the app downloaded, and the usage quota of those 140 for also mobile payment is around 30%. Having said that, we, in the beginning of next year, in Q1, we are aiming to market the, after the successful rollout and stability in the systems, to market the app in the markets where it's rolled out with intensive market communication, number one. And number two, what are we doing with the data? We use the data for CRM activities, meaning we are mailing, we're sending the guests SMS, where we offer them special offers, where we introduce the specials for Christmas, etc., to enhance the opportunity for the guests to come back to the restaurants and increase the level of restaurant visits.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Christian Brun. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello. Christian Brun from Equinet Bank. I have a question on your CapEx guidance. I mean, after 20 million in CapEx in Q3, will there be a similar level in Q4? Could you split up a little bit the CapEx? That would be helpful.
Yeah, Christian, I hand over to Lutz for that question. Yeah.
So for the CapEx, as a split first maybe, in regards to 55 million, we invested 5 million for acquisitions and financial assets. This is mainly related to the earn-out of Sweden investment we did last year, as well as a small acquisition of our joint venture in Innsbruck, where we have bought back two restaurants into a joint venture structure. And for the remaining 50 million, around 30 million were invested into new restaurants, 10 million into remodeling, 4 million into takeaway, and then the rest into IT and other maintenance capex. For the year end, we expect a range between 65 to 70 million, so it will be slightly lower than the third quarter, but that is in fact in line with what we have communicated during the roadshow in summer. Is that answering your question, Christian?
Sorry, I was muted. It answered my question, but I have another one on the mini Vapianos. Could you tell me or tell us when there will be the decision on a rollout?
Christian, that's a pretty good question. We are very positive with the, or fully in the line with the expectations of the mini Vapiano. We're going to do a third one pretty soon in Chicago, because we also believe that the mini is an important and interesting potential for the U.S. market. And we will discuss with our supervisory board and management during Q4 and Q1 on how to roll out or if to roll out. From today's perspective, it is very positive. We also decided to do another one on the German high street. You know, we have this Vienna development in Shopping City Süd. We're also looking right now to get an additional location in a German high street to see how that performs in different environments. And the decision will then come as soon as we feel very confident with the figures to roll that out intensively. But I can give you so far an overall very positive, let's say, situation with the Mini.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Nicolas Mauder of Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my questions as well. The market seems to start appreciating the underlying developments at Vapiano. My four questions here at this point, regarding your pipeline for 2018, what do you think, how will those be weighted? Will those be more like H1 or middle of the year weighted, or like 2017 towards the end? That's the first question. The second one, what do you think about your like for like in 2018? Will the comps be harder given that you will not be competing against the 2016 or the weaker year in Germany? And what are the different prospects for takeaway and restaurants? Will there be a materially different like-for-like growth rates for those two? Second question. The third one, in the Q2 call, you informed us about positive developments regarding the order terminal, especially higher average checks per person, not only by ordering together, but also per person. What's the development here? And finally, the lock-ups for the selling and non-selling shareholders, according to my information, will expire at the end of December. Do you have any idea whether there are plans to further decrease the stakes of the selling shareholders especially? Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas. Let me start with your last question. First of all, the selling shareholders have a lockup of 9 months, so it's not ending in Q4, it's ending in Q1, or end of Q1. And I don't see, or I can't comment certainly on let's say, the plans of our actual shareholders, but I don't see for the time being let's say any. I don't get any sign in any direction so far from our selling shareholders. So lock up until end of Q1. Number two, the terminal. The terminal is pretty well developing, Niklas. So we see 10% to 14% revenue in wherever we have the terminals in the restaurant from all the stations. So highly accepted. We also can confirm that the terminal is really used to answer queuing and synchronized cooking, because it's mostly used in the peak times at lunch and noon. And we do also see 12 to 13% higher value per guest. So the average check per main course is increasing very stable, so very, very close to the first figures we had from the pilots. We now decided to do another 10 restaurants with the terminals. We introduce also a second generation, as you might see in Vienna, in the little baby, where you can also pay directly at the terminal and where you can also use your loyalty card when you're using the terminal. And this second generation is the new concept that we're going to roll out in the next pilot stores. To the pipeline for next year, Niklas, we see at the moment a percentage of 40-60 from the existing pipeline that we have. So it is much more front-loaded than this year, much more front-loaded than this year. And we have a very strong, of course we do, we have more than the three that are two or three that are coming from this year will open in Q1, and we have a couple of more in Q1, and we have a very strong pipeline in Q2 from April to June, with openings starting in Abu Dhabi all the way down to North Sea as the latest opening in Q2. So again, much more front-loaded. The actual weighting is 40 to 60%. On the like-for-like, we give guidance on the like-for-like, Nicholas, and please forgive me, we will give guidance in the next year. We are seeing overall a strong like-for-like growth, even when we have strong bases. If you just look for rest of Europe, we are growing now significantly strong like-for-like for 3 years. Having said that, we will evaluate very much in detail country by country by end of the year with how we want to grow on a like-for-like basis in those countries. We will also include in the countries the strategic initiatives because you remember we started, of course, in the home market and now takeaway as well as terminal is step by step going out into the markets abroad of Germany. And then we'll give a much better guidance, detailed guidance early next year in our next call.
Okay, thank you very much for the comprehensive answers.
Thank you. At the moment, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We've received another question. It comes from James Rowland of Barclays. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
I wonder if you could elaborate on whether you've done anything on pricing across any of your countries. And if you haven't done that much, where do you see future pricing growth and on what particular products might you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Thomas. James. Pricing. We did a minor price increase in the German markets by 1.8%. We did a price increase in the British markets by 3.8% in September due to the overall increase of the prices in that market. We did no price increase in the Netherlands, no price increase in Austria, no price increase in France. We are running all the market researches right now. We do see potential from the price increases we did so far for next year in the Austrian market. It's not finished totally yet, so decision will be taken then during this year. We do also see a potential in the French market and in the British market. We don't see at the moment potential in Sweden for next year. The price studies for US and the Netherlands are running. And we are not planning for next year a price increase in the German market right now. So you see a couple of European countries seem to have potential to increase the prices. But the core focus for management will not be to increase the business by price increases. We want to increase footfall. We want to increase the ticket per guest by implementing our strategic initiatives and by operational excellency. I think these are the most focused points. And we are also working intensively on our specials for next year, where we can be very attractive. So, for instance, colored food will be a very strong start for next year, where we deliver a colored food special assortment, and we are also introducing, latest by end of Q1, the zoodles. So we will also focus on carb-reduced opportunities, the zucchini noodles, James, which will be available next to the classic pasta. And there are a few more product innovations in the pipeline, and I think this is the core focus where we should look at. At the same time, as I told you in the pre-IPO phase, we are also looking to enrich our specials by even more valuable ingredients to increase the value per guest we can achieve. So footfall and value per guest is the core focus.
Sorry, can I follow up with one more question? On your current trading for the last 7 weeks in Q4, at the group level and particularly Germany, that's going to slow down in November for the last 3 weeks. Can you provide any colour about the drop in like-for-like growth in Germany or the group from October to the first 3 weeks of November?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had no drop in the last year, so we had a like-for-like increase in Germany by 2.8%. And we are, as I just said, we're experiencing very positive like-for-likes in the actual Q4. Although we had already a 2.8% like-for-like positive base in Germany. Rest of Europe had plus 5.5% and rest of world plus 5.7%. So the total group had last year a 4.2% like-for-like increase. But as I just said, James, and I want to repeat that, we are trading very strongly in October and actually in November, even with a much more strong base than in the quarters before.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. We've received a follow-up question of Christian Bruhn. Please go ahead, your line is now open.
Yes, hello, Christian Wroth again. On your tickets per guest, you gave us the figures, but I would like to know the like-for-like increase there, because I think they are strongly distorted by your acquisitions. And the second question I have is on the Vapiano app. When can you tell me when it will be possible to order in-store with the app?
I will answer the last question, and Lutz goes into the first question. Christian, first of all, you can order already. As you might experience, if you load down the app, you can order the bar and the Dolce already. And as I said in our last meeting, we're working to be able in Q1 to give the opportunity to order the menus, the full menus with the app. And so the second question,
the average ticket, I think, as you can see, that our like-for-like growth is slightly lower in Q3 than the average ticket growth, and the main reason for that is the take rate, and therefore what you should consider is with the increased share of the takeaway, the average ticket will go up because people in the takeaway order by, of course, more than a guest in-house. So if you see the 4.8 compared to the 6.9 and the 7.7 compared to the 5.7, you can more or less take the difference from the take rate, meaning 6.9 means 4.8 in 2%.
Okay.
Thank you. As there are no further questions at the moment, I would hand back to you.
Okay, so first of all, thank you for all the good questions. We are looking forward to see you on the conferences coming up. You know, we are at the Berenberg conference pretty soon. We are next week in Frankfurt. We're going to be pretty early, Jen, on the ICR. We are looking forward to give you the trading statements in the first 2 weeks of January for the like-for-likes, for the trading of the takeaways and the opening pipeline. And overall, we're happy that we could confirm the guidance that we gave and could increase a little bit the spend for the like-for-like. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your trust in the Vapiano growth. And looking forward to meet and speak with you pretty soon in the next couple of weeks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.